Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality Radio. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, author, speaker, student, I was going to say teacher, but more importantly, a student of the universe. Thank you so much for being here with me. Yes, I know I've missed 2 weeks of shows. You know, life happens. I actually had a visitor coming from out of town, and then just the other week, I just wasn't inspired. What? Wasn't inspired? And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about our intuition, what it is, how to use it, when to use it. Oh, my goodness. Let me just share. I'm all in chills right now. I feel like I've been shot out of a cannon. And welcome, Wisdom Community. If you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619, again, area code 646-564-9619. Shout out to EG. Thank you for your text in the middle of a show. I love it. Just a big fan of you, and I appreciate the support. Now, this show is growing. Don't ask me how. I'm not an expert marketer, but I really appreciate the listeners or the audience sharing the show. When I say reality, spirituality, what the hell, a happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, who the hell does she think she is? Well, the journey is continuing. The journey is continuous. The journey, I'm telling you, the journey, the lessons, the growth is going to be forever until I breathe my last breath. And when I say happiness specialist, let me just start off by giving you my definition of happiness. I know happiness gets a bad rap, but I love the word. And when I say happiness, I'm really talking about an energy. When I say an energy, I mean it's a vibration, an energy. It's the same vibration when you feel connected. You know when you feel connected, at one with the universe. I'm getting chills now. When you feel connected, when you have that energy of contentment, that energy of peace, that vibration of peace, regardless of the bombs of life going around and exploding around you, regardless of that, you have this foundation of peace, contentment, and the vibration of satisfaction. That means in every moment, you are vibrating satisfaction as opposed to dissatisfaction. You know, the interesting thing about dissatisfaction is dissatisfaction sells. I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I'm not telling you you need to do anything, you need to do anything different. All I'm sharing, and I love to share, is what I practice. And when I say happiness is a practice skill, I really mean it. It's like any other skill. From being a professional athlete, sorry Dodgers, from being a professional athlete to a musician, to a chef, to a architect, to a gardener, landscaper, painter, it is a speaker, talk show host, it is a practice skill. You know, when I first started years ago, over a decade ago, I couldn't talk for 3 minutes. 3 minutes. I'm looking at my watch. When is this ever going to end? I stretch it out. I stretch it out for a half hour. It was torture. So when I say, and you know this, whatever skills you have, whatever gifts you have, it takes practice. And so happiness, when I say happiness is a practice skill, it is a day by, scratch the day, moment by moment practice. And what do you practice? What is it that you practice? Well, the first part of the practice is gradually eliminating all of those program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. And some of them are, oh my goodness, having expectations, blaming someone else for how you're feeling, blaming someone else for your emotions and your feelings. Oh, I used to be the queen of that one. Comparing yourself to others, giving power to words. I know it's not a popular one, but innately words do not have power. You learn that words have power. And so what I share is that all of the work, all of the practice, and that's why this isn't a popular, that's why this isn't popular, all of the practice is done in the mirror. Yes, that's why I don't have any friends. In the mirror. How many of you just rush to go to the mirror, rush to go to the mirror when something is bothering you? It's not them. I mean, it's not you. It's them. It's not you. It's the world. So this practice requires, and that's one of the things, it's not easy. When I say it's not easy and it's not comfortable. But let me just give you a guarantee. You get 100% results 100% of the time. When you discover that the answer to all of the challenges and the solutions to all of the ups and downs in life and all of it is you have that power. It's really you and the mirror. When I say that, it is truth. It is really found in the mirror. And of course, there's a relationship you have with the universe. I use the term universe. Some people say God, source, higher power. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. But let me just go back to the practice. Go back to the programs that have been proven to subtract happiness. And when I say happiness again, it is a vibration. I know this one. This is a tough one. Thinking anything is serious and thinking anything is important. That vibration, this is serious. This is important. You can drop that because you can drop that. You can still take action without that vibration of this is serious and this is important. What I like to share, question your beliefs. Question what you believe and question how you learned your beliefs. Who taught you? Question the stories. All done in the mirror. The other thing I want to share before I get to the, I'm so excited, definition. You know, I've been getting questions from people, and great questions, and I love your questions, so please send them in. Thank you so much, because it just inspires me to even go deeper and come up with what the universe has guided me to share. So the definition, let me give you my definition of happiness. I know everybody has a different definition because we are as different as our fingerprints. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace, the ability to vibrate peace, be an energy of peace, regardless of what's happening and regardless of what doesn't happen. And guess what? I got good news for you. Whatever is happening is supposed to be happening. And if it's not happening, either it's not time for it to happen or it's not going to. So the practice becomes trusting, blind trusting that Yeah, okay, everything is in divine order, and that is and that's done in the mirror again. Whew. It's a tough practice, but I promise you, I guarantee that with patience, with trust, with time, I've been witnessing it for the last 10 months. If you know a little bit of my history, I lived in the middle of a forest for 4.5 years. Now I'm living in Viva Las Vegas for the last 10 months, letting everything go, letting from exercise classes that I used to teach to the Truth About Happiness classes that I used to teach. Well, 10 months later, 10 months, is that a long time? Not universal time, it's not long, but in human time, oh God, but letting it go. Universe, inspire me to take action. And now, all action, with all action, the universe has just dropped things in my lap. I'm teaching classes. I'm even teaching at a college. There's only one college in Las Vegas. Yes, I'm teaching the Truth About Happiness classes at the college, and also exercise classes. The practice is really trusting and having patience. It's not easy. The other program behaviors that subtract from your peace and your happiness and your contentment are living in the past or living in the future. Taking anything personally, worrying. Let me get to some of the... before I do that, let me just share a couple of things, because I have a little time and I just want to share. One of my favorite studies to share is there is a hospice nurse. I know I've said this a million times. Forgive me, listeners that have been listening to the show for a long time. There is a study, but done by a hospice nurse, and she asked her patients, these people that have days to live, weeks to live, months to live, what are your 5 biggest regrets? And again, Wisdom Community, if you want to call in and speak to me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and just press the number 1. I have a few people in the queue. Just press the number 1 if you want to ask a question or even make a comment. Her name is Bronnie. You can Google it. You can even Google the 5 regrets of the dying. The 5 biggest regrets of the dying. I don't know about you, but that study has stuck with me for over a decade now. And I believe that it's really powerful. People that are on their last breath, their last rodeo, and they are talking about what they regretted. There are 5 regrets that kept reoccurring over and over and over again. So they are the 5 most common regrets of the dying. Number 1, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I had that for a little bit. Number 2, I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I didn't work so hard. Number 3, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Well, you know, yours truly doesn't have that one, she said humbly as possible. And then the 4th one is, I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. And I always say, why? On that one, because I've outgrown a lot of people that I used to say were friends, and it's nothing about them, no judgment on them, no judgment on me, it's just outgrowing, it's what I like to say, it's just the energy isn't compatible anymore. Scratch the outgrowing, That's let me just say this. The energy just isn't compatible anymore. And then the last regret of the dying is I wish I would have been happier. I mean, you see it all around. What is this search? What is this constant looking for, searching for? What is it that people are looking for? And that's when we're going to get to success, defining success. Oh, my goodness. And I've talked about this topic before, but it keeps coming up, and I keep getting questions. And so let me see, where's my questions that I got? Let me see my questions. Where are they? I know they're somewhere in this pile of papers. Here they are. Okay. Well, that's that one. Okay. This person sent me, I'm not even sure I know what happiness is. What a great question. And really from their intuition. I'm not even sure I know what happiness is. And the next question is, what is success? I'm not sure I know what happiness is and what is success. Well, let me just share what I believe, my belief, what happiness is, give you my definition. Everybody's different. I'm accepting of all definitions. And again, Wisdom Community, if you want to speak with me, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619 to speak with me live. What is, when I say happiness, let me give you an analogy just to visualize this. You're standing in the middle of a rowboat. You're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, standing in a rowboat with the storms going, the wind blowing, the tsunamis, the waves, but you are rooted in, you are at peace. And so the waves and the storms of life are going to happen to me also. So what are you rooted in? Are you rooted in peace? Are you rooted in the energy of contentment? Are you rooted? Are you rooted in trusting that everything is in divine order? Let me share with you when this person asked me about what, I don't even know what happiness is. It really is a great question. Happiness is the state you're in before all of the programming, before all of the conditioning, before all of the brainwashing. So the practice is going back to who you were when you were born. I was in an airport. I was in the Medford airport this summer. And there, you know how they have certain things for the kids to play with at airports, and I guess not every airport, but this particular airport had this huge circular steel contraption, and this kid, he must have been maybe five, six, seven years old, and he was just spin this wheel, spin it and spin it and spin it, and this kid was, he was mesmerized by it. Spin the wheel, and of course all the parts kept moving, and he would jump up and down and yell, "Yay, look at this, look what I did." And that's what I'm talking about. This kid didn't care about who was watching him. This kid didn't have an embarrassment gene in his body. This kid was so in the present moment. When I talk about happiness, happiness is the state we all were in before all of the programming. When I say program for unhappiness, that's the truth. We've all been programmed for unhappiness. What are you talking about, Rebecca? What are you talking about, program for unhappiness? Well, I don't know about you, but I was taught to live in the past, live in the future, have judgments, have preferences, resist the present moment. I know that's what I was taught. And I also was taught that I could control anything outside of myself or even try to do it. Come on, are you kidding? You're talking to the number one. I held a record, a Guinness Book of Records, of trying to control other people. How about taking anything personally? I took everything personally. That's another program behavior. Oh, I got to get back into the studio. Hold on a second. N-D-E-R, that, and that's what happens when I don't refresh the screen. And, of course, I did. Okay, there I did. Oh, perfect. All right. Complaining, of course, we that behavior, a program, the program to complain. We are, come on. And how many of you out there complain? And how many of you out there complain to other people? It's an epidemic. And how many of you out there share bad news? You know, it's so interesting how people can just rush to to share bad news with others. I mean, it's a program. Let me get back to the definition. Let me get back to defining success. Because that is the topic. And if you know me and if you've listened to me, you know that, boy, oh, boy, she can just go off to a channel because I'm so passionate and I just have so much to share. So happiness is... And there's, you know, there's nothing wrong with the accomplishments and the money and the awards and the titles, all of that. But is there any deep satisfaction, scratch that, lasting satisfaction? You know, I'm a sports fan, not as much as I used to be. But do you know Michael is not happy with his six titles? In his documentary, he says, no, I should have had more. And even Tom Brady, the next one, what's my favorite ring, the next one. And so when I talk about success, it's so evident in today's world. Hold on a second, let me get my notes about success. And let me share with you my definition and what I believe success is. In fact, while I'm going to share that, how about coming up with your definition in your head or even writing it down? And again, if you want to contact me and speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, the area code 646-564-9619. Let me throw out some names. You ready? I'm going to go back. And this isn't anything personal. But, you know, I never was an Elvis fan. I just didn't get Elvis. And I didn't get James Brown either. I know. I can't believe I'm saying it out loud. But this just wasn't my thing. But let me just stay with Elvis. Very successful, correct, by the world standards. Successful. Let me throw another one name out. Michael Jackson. Successful. The world says successful. Prince. How about, Steve Jobs. Very successful. Uber successful. What about Anthony Bourdain? Have the television show, the traveling show. Kate Spade. Robin Williams. Where I'm going. I think you know what I'm trying to say. Very, let's throw in another one. That's Will Smith. Very successful. In fact, Will Smith, there was an article, and I said this before, in the November, it was November 2021, GQ magazine. You can look it up. He was talking about how he always wanted to be successful. It's, you know, started with the music career, the rap career, television career, movie career. Are you kidding me? He's a global name, very successful. But you know what he said in that article? This was prior to the slap heard around the world. You know what he said in the article? He said, I wasn't happy. Yeah. You can look it up. I wasn't happy. And you know, the interesting thing about this happiness, the search for it, the seeking it, it's not about anything out there. The biggest lie told is that your happiness comes from accomplishments, comes from achieving goals, comes from titles, comes from money. You know, and I've said it earlier, this world sells dissatisfaction. It sells. Are you dissatisfied? I got something. I got something to sell you. Wait, where is that? Where is that? Hold on a second. I have a whole. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Hold on, everybody. Where is that? Where is that? Hold on. Okay, here we go. Here we go. You know what the buzzwords are, too? The buzzwords? Abundance. You want more abundance? Manifest. Manifestation. I know I'm poo-pooing all of this, but isn't this whole selling lack of abundance and manifesting? Oh, if you manifest something now, you're going to be happy. You know the interesting thing about manifestation? All manifestation, the ego is not going to be satisfied unless it sees or has something manifested. And I'm talking about something even deeper than that. Because quite frankly, I've given my ego time out. Ego, you can sit in the corner. I recognize who you are. I recognize what you do. I recognize your whole purpose. And the whole, let me just speak for myself. The whole purpose of my ego is to let me know what hasn't been done, what hasn't been accomplished. In other words, to focus on what's wrong. Focus on what's wrong in my life as opposed to being satisfied in the present moment. Here we go, my definition. And you can agree with it, not come up with your own, but here we go. And I think that study earlier about the five biggest regrets of the dying, none of them, absolutely no regret, had anything to do with, I wish I had more money, I wish I had more titles, I wish I accomplished more. It was really about, I wish I had been able to be myself and be okay and be at peace. Let me just get back, because, you know, I can just go crazy over this. Success is, this is what I came up with, and through the universe, through and I have conversations, and I have a relationship, a daily, moment-by-moment relationship with the universe. It's just not me here. It's and you also. It's just not me here by myself. No, my main relationship is the one with self, a.k.a. the universe. Universe, God, higher power, whatever word you want to use. Words, for me, words powerful. It's the energy that's powerful. The energy is powerful. Words, come on. Man-made words. I wish a word had power. It used to. Words used to have power. Not anymore. I know that's what Matt the teach, that words have power. I'm here to share something a little bit different. Who's more powerful, someone that is bothered, offended, annoyed, upset, saddened, hurt by words, or someone who's not? Anyway, let me get back to this. Success is, how was that for a lead-in? Woo, that was a long-winded lead-in. Ooh, Lord. Success is being at peace with the present moment. Success is being at peace with the present moment. And again, the ego wants you to believe that peace and happiness and contentment is found in a manifestation of something, anything, relationship, car, house, title, money. And it's but the ego wants you to believe that peace is found in a manifestation. I don't know about you, but you can't get any more worldly successful than the people I named earlier. Do I have to remind you? I just said it less than 3 minutes ago. Elvis, Prince, Whitney Houston, Robin Williams, The list goes on and on. Anthony Bourdain, Elvis. And so I totally get it, but I am not down with, I do not believe you. Because if you are at peace with the present moment, can you imagine any one of those people that I named being at peace with the present moment? Now, both hands are up in the air. Definitely while they were sharing their gifts on stage or doing what they're passionate about, yes. But what happens when you're off the stage? What happens behind the curtain? You know the history or the story about, come on, the guy. Technology changed the world. But at the end of his life, if you think about the story, at the end of his life, this man, Steve Jobs, realized there was something more to life. He was actively looking for it. I'm not going to say it was too late, but it was dying he was looking for it. And all I'm saying is, I'm not waiting until I'm dying. This practice is active. My practice. So success is, my definition, is being at peace in the present moment. Goals, accomplishments, anything external may give me a little charge, a little juice for a whole afternoon or a day or two. What happens the next day after you won the Super Bowl or won the Grammy or the Tony? What happens the next day? I'll tell you, you know what? The other thing I think success is, and nobody talks about it, and I don't remember anybody having a parade, a victory parade for personal growth, for spiritual growth, for monitoring self and saying, wow, you know, I used to think that was important, and it's just not anymore. You don't have to wait until you're 100 to get to that point. Peace is found in the mirror. Peace is found knowing the truth. Peace is not found. I'm talking about lasting. Lasting peace that is not shakable, that you don't lose. That is foundational. So, that's my definition of success. Peace, being at peace in the present moment. Always. And what do you have to do? How can you be at peace with the present moment? Especially if life throws you a curveball and everything is and everything is wrong. Well, this shouldn't be happening. Well, let's put this into practice. Trust that whatever you are experiencing is there to serve you in some way. I know, even if it doesn't feel comfortable, even if it doesn't feel good, even if this shouldn't be happening. Everything that is happening to you is there to serve you in a way, in some kind of way. Are you open to that belief? Do you look for that? Are you looking for they say the silver lining? The program for unhappiness is to say, well, this is to label something and judge it. All judgment subtract from happiness. I'm going to throw this one in too. All labels, all labels are a program. Labels, judgment, all subtract. And again, happiness is an energy, the energy of contentment. I don't know about you, but how does it get better than that? Being content regardless of what's going on, regardless of what, that's a lottery ticket right there. The other thing that adds to happy, the other behaviors that add to happiness is just having patience, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus, witnessing moments instead of personal. You know, this ego that I have, oh boy, does it like to bring bad news? Oh, it just loves to tell me what's wrong. But But it's a, and I witness it, not trying to, listen, I'm not trying to hate on the ego. I'm not hating on it at all. It's there for a purpose. But I'll tell you this about my ego. I'm just going to speak for me. My ego is never content. Never content. In fact, I think it's a little depressed. Because wouldn't you be depressed if you were never content, never satisfied, always wanting more? There's something more. Bring me more. This isn't enough. Something's wrong. No. No, my dear ego. Sit down. I know who you are. I know what you do. I know your purpose. I accept you. But I sure ain't going to identify with you. I'm going to witness you. Just like I'm witnessing a television show or a movie. I'm going to witness you, but it's not me. I'm not identifying from my ego because my ego, oh, it talk about dissatisfaction. That's all it can feel. Poor, poor, poor ego. Poor ego. My definition of success is being at peace with the present moment. Let's move on. Again, Wisdom Community, if you want to speak with me live, the number here to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Oh, wait. Let's talk about intuition. How many of you out there, let me just switch my notes really quick. My notes, you know, if I don't have notes, I forget. One of the things I asked the universe for years ago, how can I, how do I let go of being annoyed? How do I let go of being irritated? How do I let go, this is what I asked them, how do I live in the present moment? And so the gift that the universe has given me is to forget a lot of shit. How do you live in the present moment is you forget yesterday. That's how you do it. Oh, boy. Oh, I just thought that was funny. Mm. Hopefully, maybe one person is laughing with me. Oh, yes. Forgetting yesterday, I could either choose it's dementia, it's Alzheimer's, or I'm just learning how to live in the present moment. Which one am I going to choose? I'm going to choose I'm living in the present moment. Anywho, let me get to intuition. And the difference between, and in fact, that was one of my questions that I received. Hold on, what is the exact question? Let me find the exact question. Hold on. It just says talk about intuition. Okay, here we go. How do we know that we are listening to the voice? How do we know that we're listening to the voice in our head? We're being guided by our inner voice or our spiritual soul? Okay, let's see. When we talk about intuition, how do we know? Let me shorten this. So how do you know? Listen, we all have the stories in our head, the constant stories. I don't know about you, but it's a constant story. By the way, the stories are all authored by the ego. All of the stories in my head are all ego-driven, all ego-created. So knowing that, I give a side eye to every story. So the question is, how do I know if it's my analytical brain, my logical brain, my reasoning? How do I know the difference between that and intuition? Can anyone answer that question? How do you know the difference between the logical brain, the logic, the reason, you know, the thinking, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes here, the thinking, and I'm just going to jump off to another tangent really quick. You know this thing about, well, I'm thinking. Well, unless you're coming up with some new idea that has never been thought about before, all it is, the stories, it's not thinking, it's just recycled stories, recycled thoughts. Thinking? That's just my take on it. the recycling of the thoughts, and they're not even my thoughts. It's a collective recycling over and over and over. And you know the interesting thing about the ego? The ego will will go to its grave saying, it's true. The stories are true. I can't think of another way to think about this situation. Only one way. Well, that's one clue. If you cannot come up with a different perspective, if you can only see one perspective, just one perspective, and no other way of looking at a challenge or a situation or a quote-unquote problem, just one way, you know that's ego. You know that's the rational thinking, analytical. The intuition, you know what the intuition is? The intuition is open. Your intuition is not logical. The reason, the logic, the analytical, it's hard for you to find another's perspective with that. But the intuition is always open to new perspectives. The logic, the reason is all robotic. There's no other perspective that I can even imagine, that I have. So intuition is not logical, and guess what? And you can't make sense of it. And ego always tries to make sense of something. You can't make sense of intuition. Let me just look through this. Your intuition opens your mind as opposed to closing it. Opens as opposed to closing. One of the things I like to share is, my entire life now is all guided by intuition, all of it. I see there's some questions here. I'll get to your question in a minute. My whole life from the last few years, it's been a while, I don't remember how long, but it's all based on intuition, and you can feel the difference when you are compelled. There's an inner, it's really hard to put into words, but there's an inner push. It kind of feels like, you know, somebody's putting your hand on your back and just pushing you one way. And so one of the biggest difference between logic and reason is the logic and the reason is just constant chatter, constant ideas, constant thoughts that make you worry. And you know what else the reason and the logic, that side, the mind, you say that it's the mind, it's the ego, it's the lower consciousness. Guess what? It's not interested in peace. The logic, the reasoning, is not interested in peace, especially your peace is not interested in peace. No, it stores stress. It stores that anxious energy. You can even feel it in your body, and it gives justification. The intuition is totally different. It comes when your mind is open. There's no chatter. And when you think about it, feel it. When you feel it, it feels peaceful. It feels like, and your body may even have your shoulders drop. Your body may even cause your shoulders to drop when that intuition comes through, when that inspiration comes through. The divine inspiration. It always, that divine inspiration always looks for peace. Always. Inspiration, intuition, using it causes, I'm speaking for myself, causes my body to relax. So when I say that is all I use, it's just all intuition. I mean, just take yesterday, and it's simple. It's a simple one. I decided to treat myself to dinner last night, and I couldn't decide where I wanted to go. I went to one restaurant, and I wasn't, you know, you've heard this, I just wasn't feeling it. Even with the price of gas, I went to another place. Got to that place, and guess what? I wasn't feeling that either. But I even got out of the car, walked into the restaurant, looked at the menu, and left. So that was the second place. Wasn't feeling it. And so when I say I use my intuition for everything, it's to make a food choice. And it has just become so easy, such a reliable practice. And what did I finally do? Good question. Because I thought I wanted to pick something up. I actually took my car. I took my ass back home, and I made myself dinner. Oh, my goodness. And that happened. That's just a very small example of using intuition and really trusting for whatever reason. I don't need to give myself a reason why. There's no story behind it. It's just when I say using your intuition, using your inspiration, it is a daily practice. And the more you practice, you were born with more senses than sight, hearing, smelling, what else? Touching. You're born with more senses. You were born with a sixth sense, maybe six, seven, eighth sense, but you were born with another sense. But who teaches us? I don't remember being taught to use my intuition, or some people say gut feeling. There's a, you know what I'm saying, gut feeling. But that gut feeling, that intuition, inspiration, again, always, 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 exception. Oh, thank you. Thank you, universe. Without exception brings peace. And the reason and the thoughts and the mind are interested in peace. Now, practicing using your intuition, you know, it's just like learning a musical instrument. That's how I look at it. And again, when you talk about happiness as a practice skill, It's just like using or learning how to use a musical instrument. Now, you know you can't pick up a violin, a guitar, you can't pick up a piano. A piano, learn how to play it unless you practice. So listening to that voice, listening, a voice, scratch the voice. It could be a voice, it could be a feeling, it could be an energy. Listening to that, trusting that. I'm telling you, it is a practice that is going to serve you till you breathe your last breath. It is an instrument. Intuition is another form of, it is an instrument. It's an instrument that you have to use. So developing your intuition, trusting your intuition, practicing using your intuition, all I got to say is I highly recommend it. Let's see. Where do I? Oh, let me look. Hold on a second, Wisdom. And the number if you want to call and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Let me go to, I'm trying to do three things at once here. Hold on. Comments. comments, questions. Okay, that's a little happy face. How can I help you grow your business? No, thank you. Well, actually, oh, that's funny. love your reply. Thank you. Oh, okay. Thank you for the heart and the plants and the forest and the happy face. Thank you, Terry. Let's see, what else can I do here? I'm a one-woman show. It's really, I'm looking for my team. So all I need to do is chat. Let me see, I have another one. Okay, let me do this. Okay, hold on. Oh, a guest waiting. Let me try this. Father started following you. Okay, let me try this. Guest waiting. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Here we go. I'm going to push the button. Guest waiting. Okay. Your guest will have 5 minutes to talk. Let me do this. Choose a guest. Okay, good. Guest is joining. Oh, this is Terry. Let's see how this works.
Send you to Smiley Face.
Hello. Hello, Terry. Welcome, and thank you for joining Reality Spirituality. What's going on? Comment, question?
Well, I'm glad you was laughing through most of your talk so far, because when you laugh, you're halfway there.
Honey, I'm about 10 seconds from laughter in any time in my life. Always laughing. 10 seconds away, depending on the circumstance. Yes. You have a question or a comment?
I've got a comment.
Please.
Yeah, the ego loves to overthink. And that's when you're using your logical brain. And, of course, the more you overthink, the less away from the solution you are. And that can drive you to stress, anxiety, and sleepless nights. And you don't want that, Rebecca. So but when you listen to your intuition or your gut reaction, it's not so much thought, it's a feeling, as you mentioned. Don't think, feel. You follow the path of least resistance. A raindrop falling down a window always finds the path of least resistance. And if it feels right, do it. So,
can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
So what are some of your personal challenges, only if you're inspired to share?
My personal challenges, well, most of my life were, or at least half of my life were personal challenges and overthinking. Sleepless nights, anxiety, stress, dark nights of the soul, you name it, I've got a T-shirt, baby.
So you know what's interesting about what you said earlier is when you were talking about overthinking and people having anxiety and stress and not sleeping, you're really speaking about yourself then, correct?
Well, myself at that point in my life,
mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
So there's no challenges, you don't have any challenges, no stories in your head now? You got it all?
I do have challenges, mainly in my work profession, but I deal with them in a totally different way now. I don't look at them as obstacles or things to worry about so much. Every problem has a solution.
That's true. I love what you said, and let me throw something in. You know, one of the program behaviors, and thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate you. I really do. And one of the program behaviors is worrying. And when I say it's a program, it's we're all taught to worry. You know, we didn't come out of the womb, pop out of the womb worrying. So what is the only reason why we worry?
We worry because, as you say, we're taught to worry by our upbringing, our schooling, our career. We're told by people around us we need to worry about this.
Well, I will give you that. Worrying is, you know, is you hand down to your parents, to your children, and then their children, you do teach them how to worry. But let me, and I would love for you to come back if you'd like. One of the only reason why people worry, there's only one reason. There's only one reason, and it's a lack of trust.
Yeah, a lack of faith or belief in yourself. It's an insecurity.
A lack of trust that whatever is happening in the moment is supposed to be happening and is there to serve you. See, the worry is a programming, but the only reason why the worry is there is we worry is lack of trust. So when you worry, number one, you know it's not what you were taught to do. You're taught, and you can unlearn anything that you've learned. And so when you practice trusting, and it is a practice, when you practice trusting, guess what? The worrying disappears.
Yes. We must unlearn everything we've been taught.
Yes. Now you're giving – no, that's fortunately. That's a fortunate one. Now you just gave me chills. Yes, that's a perfect, perfect sentence, true sentence. Thank you so much. Wow. What a great – I really appreciate Terry. He said, and at the end he said, we must unlearn everything we learned. And I know that sounds like a lot to chew on, a lot to digest, but I'm here to say that it's a process, like growth is a process, and that it takes time. So the other thing that that I'm just going to speak for myself, the other thing that I was not taught, the other thing I was programmed to do besides worry, was programmed to be impatient. Programmed to be impatient. How many of you out there are patient with everything unfolding when it's time to unfold? Oh, yes. Oh, I can wait. I can wait. No problem, universe. Do you know how long it took for this earth to form? Billions and billions. Even us being humans, I mean, this is an evolution. Didn't we used to, cavemen to now? But you know, the other thing that has evolved, and that is the ego, something that Terry was talking about, that is the ego. And see, that ego is so evolved and so strong in its pull, and its It has people believing that they are their ego. In fact, one of my students a couple of weeks ago said, "Well, how do I know who I am and who my ego is? How do I know the difference? Where are my notes about the ego? Hold on a second. Where are my notes about the ego?" You know what I like to say about the ego? I found them. I can't believe I found them. I'm so disorganized that but I found it. Okay, so this is what I say about the ego. And again, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in, area code 646-564-9619, and or just ask to join the talk on wisdom. So what I like to share is that ego, you know what the ego, does? Shh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. It's a identity theft. You are not your ego. In fact, you were never born, and then therefore you will never die. You are more than that. You're more than your name. You're more than your birth date. You're more than your titles. You're more than your competence. This ego will try to make you believe that you and the ego are one in the same. Your conscious energy, you are your ego. The practice is to separate yourself from the ego, to know the difference. I know the difference in a second. You know what comes up with all these stories? My ego. And that's why they're all suspect. Do you think I'm going to sit up here and believe one damn story the ego is telling me? I used to. Not anymore. If you're, I'll tell you what the identifying ego is going to bring. You're never going to be satisfied. You're going to think that there's something more that needs to be done, something more that needs to happen. You're going to use that word should. Oh, that word should. I've already deleted that word from my vocabulary. You're going to use that word should. Because one of the things I said is there's nothing I should do, only what I'm inspired to do. And that's it. That is it. There is nothing I should do, only what I'm inspired to do. And that's why nothing gets done. Well, things get done, but it's just not in the time that my ego wants it to get done. So I developed just being patient for everything, especially coming from a place of not being patient with anything. And that comes back to the practice of trusting. You know what the trusting comes with? When you blindly trust, you will automatically start practicing patience. And what does patience do? Patience is relaxing. Oh, it's just not time. It's just not time. Trust that. Believe that. And you know, let me just throw this in. Because we do know how to have patience. We have patience for the babies. Hey, little baby. You know, the baby is born. Hey, baby, why don't you start growing some teeth really quickly? Learn how to feed yourself. Learn how to walk. Why aren't you talking? Why aren't you dressing yourself? No, we have patience with the baby. What is it? Doesn't it take about, because I'm trying to think, two years for my son to start walking? I think it was a little over 2 years, if my memory serves me correctly. A little over 2 years. That's patience. But I'm never, hey, hurry up and walk. I remember he couldn't even sit up. I mean, when they're first born, they're just like noodles. Because I used to sit him up and then he would fall down. I'd sit him up and fall down. I know. I try to get some entertainment from a newborn, and that's all you can do is just sit up in the couch and then watch him slowly fall all the way down. Did I say that out loud? What a horrible mother. Anywho, maybe that's why he doesn't speak to me now. That's a joke. Back to patience. See, we can choose our patience, but what about being patient with self? Being patient with yourself, being patient with your own growth, and being patient with life and how life unfolds. The unfolding of this life, the unfolding happens along the journey. The ego always is never satisfied. It is an entity of discontent. And I'm telling, I said it earlier, but dissatisfaction sells people. It sells. Just look out in the world. Be dissatisfied with yourself, what you've accomplished. Look for something else. And I'm not telling you not to take action to accomplish anything. What I'm saying is find that vibration. Practice that vibration of satisfaction in your present moment. What did I say about success? I already forgot. No, I didn't forget. Success is being at peace in the present moment. And that's 24/7. Being at peace in the present moment. That's success. At least that's what I believe success is. Wow, I covered topics. Hopefully there are some takeaways that my dear audience have. We talking about happiness is the state of mind you are in before all the programming, the state of mind before all of the programming of comparing, of blaming other people, of having, oh, this is another one. This is a big one. I know this is a tough one to eliminate, but you want to experience more peace? Having expectations, and that's expectations of self and expectations of others. How many of you out there text somebody or call somebody, and if they don't text you back within a certain period of time that you have in your head, ooh, they didn't text me back. How inconsiderate. Well, that's having an expectation. Eliminate all disappointment and all heartbreak for the rest of your life. All heartbreak and all disappointment for the rest of your life. Eliminate it. You want to do that? There is a solution. Just like Terry said, there's a solution to every problem. Eliminate all expectations. All expectations. Expectations lead to disappointment. Expectations lead to heartbreak, especially when you slap it on somebody else. I expect them. And, you know, let me just get back to this being offended and having your feelings hurt. I'm sorry to poo-poo, but your feelings are your responsibility, not mine, are your responsibility. You can't hurt my feelings. You can't make me feel high or low. You can't make me feel good or bad. That's my responsibility. But I sure was programmed to believe that it was someone else's job to make me feel a certain way. In fact, you want to talk about something that really, well, it really doesn't push my buttons. I have other things to push my buttons. It used to, but it doesn't anymore. Thinking that other people are responsible for how I feel. Other people, it's their responsibility how I feel. And I'm here to tell you, it's the hard work. When I say practice is done in the mirror, that's the hard work. Who's rushing to run to the mirror? Who's rushing to get to the mirror and say, what can I do? How can I change? How can I find another perspective? How can I grow? How can I accept someone else? Oh, here's a good one. How can I accept someone else who is 180 degrees opposite of me? You know what I'm talking about. These people on the other side of the fence. Oh, I used to be on one side of the fence, and then the other people were on the other side of the fence until I realized, until it was the universe to show me something even bigger, that it's not a division. And my practice is, if I'm not accepting, it's easy to accept people that are similar. It's easy to accept people with compatible energy. Oh, that's easy. What about people that are incompatible? What about the energy that's incompatible? Where does the acceptance go for that? And again, when I say I'm an inner peace practitioner, happiness specialist, it's just a practice. Happiness, contentment is a practice skill. And so the practice depends on you. And what do you practice? So the good news is, and I promise this, that with practice and with patience, with self and with the process, it becomes a letting go of all of the crap, all of the shit that just doesn't serve you. Comparing yourself to someone else. Oh, I didn't even mention this. This is huge. This is an epidemic. You think COVID is an epidemic. How about this one? Notice someone else is doing. a.k.a. be in someone else's business. And please, pray tell, that you tell them that you mention something that they need to do to change. Best. I get this all the time. I know somebody that could really use your class. I know somebody that you could really help. Oh, really? Time for the mirror. And just to wrap up, I just want to wrap up, unless somebody has a question for me or wants to something to let go of thinking anything is serious. You know, that thinking anything is serious is really interesting energy, or thinking anything is important. That's another programming. And let's take it all the way to health. Let's take it all the way to health, a health issue or a health challenge. Someone was talking about worrying, how worrying sometimes is good. What did they say? They said worrying serves a purpose. You have to stay safe, all of that kind of stuff. I totally get it. I get it, my dear audience. I get it. However, you know and I know that worrying doesn't do any good for you, and it sure certainly doesn't do any good for the person you're worried about. And if you think that you're telling them that you're worried about them, what you're really doing is trying to get them to change their behavior so you don't worry. It goes back to thinking that someone else can change their behavior so you can feel better. Someone else needs to change their behavior so you can feel better. If you're going on a trip, call me when you get there. But then you get a lot of people, you know, worry attracts worry. I have an only son, and he travels. The kid has been all over the place, and I've never said, call me when you get there. Why? It goes back to trusting. And his journey is his journey. And each and every one of us is on an individual journey and with individual lessons, with individual experiences. I say we are as different as our fingerprints. And that number one son of mine, he's the only one, that's the universe's job. Not mine. It's the universe's job to take care of him, to give him, and I already know the universe gives him, presents to him everything that he needs. And as a mother, I had to step back. The human side, I could step back. I trust that whatever he's going through is exactly what he needs. Period. End of story. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I did most of that with my eyes closed, unless I was reading notes. Well, that's the end of today's show, unless someone else wants to make a comment. I really appreciate you sharing the show, following the show, sharing the show. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, let me throw this in about numbers. Let me just throw this in, too, because I just thought about it. One of the things that the ego loves to do is focus on numbers. Numbers in the bank account, number of likes, number of listens, number of comments. I'm done with numbers. I'm over the numbers. The numbers, the ego loves numbers. But the universe could care less. So another practice is let go of noticing, concentrating, thinking, or even focusing on numbers. Because, frankly, don't tell anybody. Shh, don't tell anybody. I used to think why am I not speaking in front of thousands of people, universe, thousands, all over the world. And thousands. Why do I only have a few? This was years ago. Why only have a few listeners, universe? Why? Why aren't my numbers growing? And you know what the universe hit me with? Right between the eyes. It was a universal baseball bat to the back of my head. Why do you need more numbers? We're listening. Isn't that enough? Boy, my ego didn't like that one. Well, that's the end of today's show, everyone. I want to thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few YouTube videos. Of course, it's a work on, a YouTube channel. Don't get me started. Patience. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And I also wrote a chapter in a book I read, which was released March of this year, and it's an Amazon bestseller. So it's a collaboration of authors that shared their personal stories about the books that have been the most influential, and I get that a lot. Now, let me see where I get that a lot. What books do you recommend? Well, let me just share with you really quickly the books that have been very influential. Remember the book Road Less Traveled? The Road Less Traveled, of course, Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth. The Book of Secrets by Deepak Chopra, Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes, Living the Science of Mind, and, of course, Abraham and their teachings, Esther Hicks. You know the other, but my go-to foundation is David Hawkins, Dr. David Hawkins. The Eye of the Eye and Power versus Force. Just those are some of the books. I get the question a lot, and sometimes I forget to read off the list of books that are foundational for me. And the book that I'm writing right now but is not finished yet. I have it about, 70-80% finished. It's called Programmed for Unhappiness. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment, wherever, whatever stage you're in. Be your own best friend. And remember, this is from Abraham, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Inner Peace Practitioner Rebecca L. Norrington. Remember, happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Now for the lead out theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah. Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now,
what I'm
about to say.
Time to get.